How Caligula Conquered Britain and How Caracactus Refused to be Conquered.
After the second coming of Caesar, years passed during which the Romans left the Britons in peace. But they had by no means forgotten about the little green island in the blue sea. Julius Caesar had been dead many years when a Roman emperor called Caligula said he would go to Britain and thoroughly conquer the island. He did not mean to land and fight in one small part of it as Julius Caesar had done. He meant to march over the island north, south, east, and west and bring it all under the power of Rome. That is what he said he was going to do. What he really did was something quite different. He gathered a great army and marched from Italy right through France till he reached the coast. There, news came to him that Guiderius, the king of Britain, had heard of his coming and had also gathered his soldiers together. Caligula must have been afraid when he heard that the brave Britons were ready to fight him, for this is how he conquered Britain. He drew his soldiers up in battle array upon the shore. Then he himself went into his galley and told his sailors to row him out to sea. After they had rowed him a short way, he told them to return. When he had landed again, he climbed into a high seat like a pulpit, which he had built on the sands. Then he sounded a trumpet and ordered his soldiers to advance as if to battle. But there was no enemy there. In front of the soldiers there was nothing but the blue sea and the sandy shore covered with shells. They could not fight against the waves and the sand, and the brave Britons, whom they had come to fight, were far away on the other side of the water and quite out of reach. So the soldiers stood and wondered what to do. Then Caligula ordered them to kneel down upon the sand and gather as many shells as they could. The first thing a Roman was taught was to obey. So now the soldiers did as their general commanded and gathered the cockle shells which lay around in hundreds. It must have been a curious sight to see all these strong soldiers, armed with sword, shield, and helmet, picking up shells upon the seashore. When they had gathered